Long ago lived a little appliance made of electronic tubes in a maple wood case. It's the TV, it sings songs, and it tells stories that are beamed down from satellites floating in space. And at first it was only a few hours at night that the TV would titillate family and friends of the fortunate few who could even afford one, while the rest of the world continued to have their own opinion about things. Then the TV expanded its format to 24/7 and 365, till the TV controlled the whole planet, reaching every man, woman, and toddler alive. And the viewers, they love the TV more than life, more than friends and than family, 'cause baby, let's face it, nobody ever asked for a lunchbox with grandma's picture on it. And you don't dress 70s retro 'cause your fat Uncle Lenny makes it look so cool. Then along came that day in November, which falls on a Tuesday, when people decide which people they'd like to make all their decisions and to serve as a moral and ethical guide. And in general, they choose the one who looks good on television or who makes an appearance on Letterman or SNL, even though everyone agrees this is probably the worst way to go about it. But at least you don't miss the Tuesday night lineup from standing in a voting booth thinking about the issues. That's how the TV came to be the king, and chose all of your thoughts and decides everything. And that's how the TV came to be the king. And I wish I could say that's the end of this song, but it's only beginning, 'cause folks, before long, we'll be pickled cerebrums in specimen jars, while a TV set mans the first spaceflight to Mars.